Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along. Good Monday to you on Sports Map Radio. All right, so we had 3 days off last week. We had the weekend. I'm sure you could have come up with 5, 6, 7 good, bad, dumb stories. But let's get to it. The good of the day.
The good of the day. Well, you know what? We've been talking about it a couple times this morning, so I'm going to bring it up one more time. That was USA versus England on Friday, Black Friday. You know what you did, Tony?
What?
As well as myself and countless many Americans across the United States.
Yes.
You made that game the most watched U.S. men's national team game on U.S. English language television ever.
Yeah, that was a big deal. I mean,
it was a huge deal.
We went out to lunch with my cousin, and we went to a pizza bar, and there were people watching it, and it was great. It was a good environment.
Yeah.
Not a ton at that place that we went to, but it was enough to make you go, this is really cool. I could see it multiplied all throughout the country of people, like, being out and about and watching United States England.
Now, I know these numbers don't compare to Americans or to NFL. Maybe even, you know, maybe it's even rival to World Series, but 15.4 million people tuned in.
That's pretty good for a Friday afternoon.
It peaked at 19.
Yeah, that's really good for a Friday
afternoon. I thought so, too. Yeah.
And so that's fantastic.
And, yeah, I know. You know what? You said it earlier. Soccer haters are going to go, oh, 0-0. But you know what? It was a well-earned 0-0 tie. I mean, I think the U.S. Should have won.
I do, too.
They outplayed England completely. And like you said, you know, all the fans that, you know, are English fans you were coming across on social media were panicked.
They were absolutely
now,
enraged with this outcome.
There is a slight margin of them being eliminated from the tournament, but that would mean Wales would have to win by a score of at least 4-0.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it's, or 5-0, actually.
I got a quick question with the Iran's win against Wales, right? So back in 2004, I think I've told this story before. In 2004, Syracuse was in the NCAA bracket with the number one seed in their bracket was Stanford, okay? And Jim Boeheim was in Denver, and he got to the elite, the Sweet 16. He got out of the first two games of the tournament, and Alabama had upset Stanford. And so Syracuse, I think we were 5 seed at the time, we're going to play Alabama. And he was asked, is your path now easier that Stanford is out of the bracket? And Boeheim's response was, absolutely not. If Alabama can beat Stanford, they certainly can beat us. Is there a feeling now that with Iran beating Wales, like, this isn't going to be the United States is just going to beat Iran?
No. I mean,
like, now Iran is like, well, we just showed we could beat Wales.
Listen, I mean, England beat Iran 6-2.
Right.
Right.
And I think at that point I was like, well, that looks like an easy team to conquer.
And, you know, we just tied England. So, you started to use that math. I was like, well, on the flip side of it, we played flat in that second half, and we tied Wales. And then Wales loses 2-0 in 2 stoppage time goals. You know, I mean, that game probably should have ended 0-0 as well. So anything goes. And the fact that Iran got a win really is a scary situation because we can't tie them. We have to win.
That is going to be the tightest game. I'm really looking forward. When you have a youthful team, it can go either way. Sometimes youth brings out, like, I don't care, just go out there and play my tail off. Sometimes experienced guys tend to be a little bit more like, well, I know what – I've been in situations where I've been too aggressive and failed. Maybe this group is like, let's go get it.
Outside the head coach and Greg Berhalter, there's only one player on that roster, DeAndre Yedlin, who has World Cup experience.
Yeah.
Everybody else is brand new to this thing.
So it can be either way. They can succumb to the pressure or they can just go, what pressure? Let's just go out there and kill it.
Yeah.
You never know. So we'll see on Tuesday.
I mean, 1-0. 1-0 puts us through.
That's right.
Just remember that. 1-0 puts us through.
Got to get through, man. I don't want this to end.
No.
I want to roll with this a little longer.
Yeah, we got to, you know, and I don't know who we would. I think we'd end up facing most likely the Netherlands in the round of 16.
Fantastic.
So that would be fun as well.
All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is on the NFL.
Okay.
They had an opportunity to do something right, and they chose not to do it. And that was flex out the Cowboys versus Colts next Sunday night.
Why didn't they do that? Because the Cowboys are a ratings juggernaut.
Probably.
And the team. And the,
maybe
and the,
they fear Jerry.
And the what was it, Fox or CBS? Which one would have had the game? Was it a road game for?
Well, it would have been Fox.
Fox is a road game for the Cowboys?
No, Cowboys are at home.
Oh, home? So, okay, it still would have been Fox.
NFC carries Fox games, right?
Right, I mean, but if you're Fox on the road, if you go on the road, the AFC team can get the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the Cowboys are at home.
So they're home, so the CBS could have gotten the game because the Colts are on
the road.
That's true. So
you could have flexed it out for either network.
Either one. But did either one say, you're not giving it? No. The Cowboys are good.
I don't even think they were offered to them.
We're a ratings juggernaut. We're not giving you back that one.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't think that's going to be a good game. And we have two games late Sunday that are you know, when we get to what to watch later in the week.
Yeah.
We have two games late Sunday that would be infinitely better. Because you have Bengals and Chiefs.
Bengals and Chiefs would be great.
Yeah, but the one I would really want to see is Niners Dolphins.
Now that is absolutely the game I wanted. I want to see that more than the AFC Championship rematch. Seriously.
Niners Dolphins would be, I mean, I don't
know.
Okay,
wait. Okay, so hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
You're right. I misspoke, so it's my bad. So the Indianapolis Dallas game is on NBC. Does NBC, did they have a say at all in the games that are flexed out?
I don't know. All I know is that the NFL missed it.
Did the NFC go, the NBC go, we would love the Dolphins-Niners matchup, if you could give us that. And Fox said, no. Why wouldn't you want the Cowboys?
Okay, does Fox always get the Cowboys? Because Dolphins-Niners is being carried on Fox.
I was under the impression that the networks have the right of one refusal. Like, they could say no to this one, but then the NFL goes, well, we're thinking that one. But would NBC say the Cowboys, no matter what you give us, there's nothing bigger than the Cowboys? The Cowboys, did you see the numbers for Cowboys-Giants?
No, that
47 million people watched Cowboys Giants.
It's the most watched Thanksgiving game ever.
The Cowboys are good, they draw exponentially.
And I will say this: Cowboys Giants. Giants were, you know, a NFC East leading team, an NFC leading team. I mean, they're still in the playoff hunt. I'm all for that. If it was Cowboys Giants this come Sunday, yes, give me that. But it's the problem I have is not the Cowboys, it's the Colts.
Okay, but you and I are looking at it as two guys that don't root for either one of these teams and just want entertainment. If you're NBC, do you go, Cowboy fans tune in no matter who they play?
No, I get that.
And they are such a huge audience.
I get that, but Sunday Night Football, everyone's going to tune in no matter who's playing.
We watched Packers-Eagles
last night.
You do get a difference with certain teams. There are certain teams that do move the needle much, much bigger. And the Cowboys are one of them. I don't know, but NBC, you're right. The NBC should have taken Kansas City Bengals if they could get it from CBS.
Dolphins,
CBS is like, we're not giving that one.
I would say Dolphins Niners.
But I would have taken Dolphins Niners. The game that I want to see is Dolphins Niners. That's the game I want if I'm NBC.
I was always under the impression that Sunday Night Football should be the game of the week.
Right. But remember, the networks are paying so much money, they're not going to just let the NFL take the best games.
Yeah.
CBS is like, look, we got to put Jacksonville on TV, and you know, that doesn't draw as much.
Do you think this is a situation where, because I guarantee, you know, if they're paying, they don't pay individually per game, right?
No, what they're paying for is the package.
Yeah, they're paying for the season. If they're paying individually per game, Dolphins Niners would have been a steal at the beginning of the season.
But here's the thing I do want to make very clear. If the NFL was pulling a game for the NFL Network, that's one thing. But to say to one network, we're pulling a very important game from you to give it to a rival network, that is different. Because the NFL is dealing with media rights, and these stations, or these companies, CBS, Fox, and NBC, are going, look, if you want us to give you a $1 billion media package, that's we just don't print money here. That has to come from something. Like, if you want these high media rights, it has to come from something. We're just not giving it away. We're not sitting on a pile of money for no reason. The reason we can give you that is because here's the list of advertisers that are demanding a certain level of exposure on the games that you're giving us. So we have to make sure that for every dog game that doesn't get as high of a rating, we are getting a national game and in the late afternoons that we can sell Michelin a huge package or whoever a huge package. So the NFL does have to walk that careful line. Now, again, I agree with you. If it was the NFL Network and they're like, well, it's our product, it's our network, we can do whatever we want. But it isn't fair for CBS to go, we don't have a Sunday night game. And for Fox to say, we don't have a Sunday night game. And if you're taking our bread and butter away from us just to give it to NBC, why does NBC get it? Like, why does NBC get to have this? And they go, well, because we get to do that. So I think there is some flexibility that is given back to those networks to say, we're just not going to strip it just to strip it. We have to be able to keep one.
I didn't see anything refusal. All I saw was that the NFL did not submit in time.
Okay, that's different.
Didn't see that it was, but that's may not be the whole story.
But I see. Listen, if I'm whoever could get the Dallas game right, like if you take Miami, San Francisco away from Fox, I think Fox would go. That's fine as long as you give us Dallas. We'll take Dallas over Miami, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Right. And I think CBS would do the same thing. It's like Kansas City and Cincinnati is a huge game. You can take that, but give us the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that in this situation, I could absolutely see both all the networks coming together to give us one of those games on Sunday night.
I know.
But I'm with you. Miami, San Francisco is going to be great.
And see, my fear is because I don't know yet. My fear is it won't be shown in my area.
I know. Well, because you're getting what? I'm looking at it right now. Well,
Fox. I mean, I could. I mean, hopefully Fox carries the game.
You could. Yeah. Because right now, I think the 49ers are fantastic.
Just fantastic. I keep saying it all along.
I don't care about their record.
I would not be surprised if they run the table now.
Run. You're absolutely correct. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day.
I'm going long on my explanation of network programming.
Media rights. Here we are.
Oh, God. Nothing more boring.
Well, you can get behind this one. The dumb of the day goes to the Commanders.
Yeah, we got to talk about this later. let's bring this up again and expound on it.
So just real quick, the Commanders did the right thing honoring Sean Taylor, the late, great Sean Taylor. I'm not going to call it a statue.
It's a mannequin. Yeah.
Now, I heard rumors that this is something that the family picked out. And if that's the case, then, I'll retract everything I said. But the family needs to get a head check because you go full statue.
Well, can I be honest with you? If the family did check this, the Commanders and the family need to come out and blitzkrieg the media with that statement. Because
right
they're not doing it now.
Right now, and it's, for all we know, we're pointing fingers at Dan Snyder because Dan Snyder was the one who's like, hey, pay attention. We got a great unveiling, and it looks like a mannequin in the team store.
That's all it is. That's
and it's
exactly
not even a good mannequin. It's a wire mannequin.
I am so sorry. If this, again, I agree with you. If the family said that this was what they wanted, fine. Okay, fine.
But I can't see that.
But when I walk
why
into...
Why wouldn't they want a full bronze statue?
Right. When I walk in, exactly. Like, okay, if I went... University of Florida is a perfect example. If I went into they have statues of the Heisman Trophy winners, right? I just saw a mannequin wearing a number 15 jersey, I wouldn't say, oh, who's that guy? I would go, that looks like, again, they're selling me gear.
Yep.
You need an actual statue of that individual to say this, because Sean Taylor has a face and this is just a jersey.
That's just a jersey. Just a helmet.
And the
over
soccer
nothing.
Cleats.
And it's not even like a good mannequin because it's wires. The legs are wires. The arms are wires. It's just rebar, basically.
That's it.
And they just throw a jersey, and I think it's in the team store. So, I mean, it literally looks like, you're walking through a sporting goods store, and there's a fully dressed mannequin. Like, oh, I should get the whole gear. Look at that. I could buy the helmet, the jersey, the pants, the pads. This is fantastic. The shoes.
Let's talk about this coming up, because I want to talk about that.
It's
more.
So pathetic.
So pathetic. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We'll continue. Again, more on the NFL weekend. And important games that matter to teams as they push towards the latter part of the season and pushing towards playoff positioning. Well, I got that for you as we continue with the wake-up call.